sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is
sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us building our businesses from home, that we're just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life, and we are celebrating our 10th anniversary still on our Mompreneur Model show, and we're starting off with two of our hosts from Viva Moms After Dark, which our whole ninth year, our second Friday, never knew what was going to be talked about, and it was always so much fun. So let me share who we have here. Dr. Lori Monaco, who is also known as the Badass Buddha, she's the CEO of Align Yourself, Inc., an authenticity teacher, coach, and speaker who specializes in transformation and mindfulness practice. She offers online group and VIP coaching and workshops for educators, corporate, and lay people online and in person, and she teaches people how to love more, laugh more, live more, be happy, be real, and be themselves. Margarita Di Margarita, who is the gladiator guru, is a proud Puerto Rican Italian free spirit spitfire. She is a rape and molestation survivor who is unapologetically courageous and orgasmic. Living the life of I am not what happened to me, I am what I choose to become. She is a spiritual and creative healing coach, creator and CEO of Cricket's Whisperer, and the co-host of the Viva Cafe Con Leche, a live platform with real talk and raw talk about life, sex, love, laughter, without any filter at all. And these two amazing women do this on Facebook, the Viva Cafe Con Leche. And again, we're here for our ninth year with Viva Moms After Dark. So ladies, welcome back, and I'm so excited to have you on our anniversary special.
Happy to be here, and happy that it's not 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. doing this, because I was always so tired when we would do the show. Of course, I would perk up, but oh my gosh. Yeah, happy to be here to celebrate. Congratulations, 10 years.
Thank you. It's an amazing thing.
It really is. People look at 10 years, and now that we're older, it seems like 10 years is not the 10 years that it sounds like. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It goes by so fast, which only teaches us how to appreciate the moments that we do have when we can share it in joyfulness.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so fun because for me, we started out with this Mompreneur Model show on Thursdays. And it was to celebrate women, to empower, to educate, and to connect us so women could support each other. Where we weren't in competition, we were there to encourage each other and empower each other and share our gifts with everyone else. And it's been so fun to watch the evolution of going from one show to bringing in new hosts, and it's just awesome because for me, I love getting to be the Roz in the background and everything else of different people's shows because it's so much fun because we all have so much to share. So I would love for you to take us a little bit on the journey because you've launched a new book. I mean, all kinds of things are happening for the Badass Buddha and the Gladiator Guru. So just keep us up to date.
Well, what book number? This is book number what for you, Gladiator Guru?
So this one now, the second Badass Buddha will be book number five, book number five.
Okay. Right. So we put out a book in November. It was released in November called Her Badass Story, and it's a compilation book, the collection of women's stories going from trauma to transformation to triumph. I'm saying it backwards. I don't even know my own book. It's trauma to triumph to transformation. And it's women unapologetically being the badasses in their own lives. And so, yeah, that was number 4 for you. And now we're actually doing volume 2. And we're actually going for a beefier thing now, because like I said, there was 9 of us that did that last book, or maybe I said it, I don't remember. And I feel like it's 10 o'clock at night, but it's not even that late. And so we're going for 15 to 20 women this time, because the feedback that we got from the book was incredible, because the stories were so diverse and they really encompassed so many elements. And the women that read it were so empowered by the stories. So we decided to do another book. And I mean, I had always envisioned it being like a series anyway. And the interest in it, this go around, is unbelievable. I mean, there's women coming from everywhere. Like before, we knew a lot of the women that were coming onto the book. And this time, I mean, I don't even know half of them that are applying, which is really absolutely fantastic. So we're looking to get, we were international bestseller in 3 countries. And first place and third, we were like third in one in the 4th country. So we're looking for more countries and more categories to hit that for this one, which will be released in June.
How exciting. It really is.
It really is. Anything that is going to empower women and have them realize that life isn't about what has happened to you, but what you can make of it. And I think this gives the possibilities, the different stories in the first book, they were funny, some were like real sad, some you understood, and others you're like, wow, you know, they're okay to write this. So I think that's what it is. It's what makes the world go round, being a storyteller. So when the badass said, I'm gonna just make a series out of these. And I was like, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
So many women have so much to share. And it's
exactly.
Really remarkable, because you read other people's journeys, and let's face it, things that happen to each other, a lot of times you think you're alone.
Correct.
That nobody can understand, that nobody's gone. And then you find those kindred spirits who everybody's experience is unique, but you're not alone.
Exactly. Well, I think that was always my vision. Like I actually have thought about this a couple of years ago. And I had thought about creating or putting it out there to, you know, the powers that be. I think I reached out to the Gaia Network because I felt it was like kind of along their lines. But I have thought about creating a series called Your Story. And each episode would interview a woman about their story, you know, like what happened to them and how they got past it and what they learned. And so it was always kind of doing in my head. And then when, you know, I finally approached about the idea of writing a book and coming and what would you do? And I thought, well, I would love to do that piece of it. And I don't even think when I was, you know, when we were all putting it together and I was kind of presenting it to everybody, I don't even think I was as excited about it because I was kind of in my own funk a little bit towards the end of last year anyway. But this go around, I think it was when I saw the response, I don't know, you know, when you just second guess yourself, it's one of those moments where you say, as a woman, we're notorious for this, is where you're like, it's an imposter syndrome. It's like, oh, we put this book out and I don't think it's that good. And who's going to want to read it? And when we saw the reviews and what people that we didn't even know, it's not like we even knew the people that were putting the reviews up. It's not like it's family members going, yeah, oh, I put the review up. You asked me to do it. This is like people that we don't even know putting these things. And like Margie and I would be looking at it going, who's so-and-so? And she's thinking, I know. And I'm like, I don't know. I thought you knew him, you know? And it was so cool because again, you know, you really don't understand the impact that you can have on someone until someone tells you that it was impactful. And so this time the energy is so, so different for this book. And it is like the stories that are already coming in are just mind blowing. And I'm in awe. I'm in awe of women. You know, people in general are amazing what they can get through, but we women, it's just, what do you always say, Gladiator Guru? You always say that we're second class citizens, and being a Latina, you're second class to the second class citizen. And yeah, we have to deal with that. And so still triumph, and we still create an amazing life for ourselves when we decide to do it.
Yes, to everything you said. And it is, you know what, I think when we do set out as women to do something so sacred, because writing a book and just being totally naked for the world, especially since we hit like international, it does make you take a step back. It makes you have all these feelings. You mentioned imposter syndrome, but I think it's like, it's scary. It's exciting. It's really exhilarating to know you finally did something. But then again, your story is going to be shared worldwide. And I think that the idea that we take those steps does frighten us a bit, and it does make us take a step back. But then now you're like, let's do it again. It's like riding the roller coaster for the first time. You're like, hell no, I'm not getting on that. And they're forcing you on. And then you're the only one coming off talking about, let's go back on.
Yeah.
And that's what it's like to then put out like the second part. And I just would love to encourage Lori to keep going with it, because it is, there's so many women with so many untold stories and so many happy memories that are so clouded with painful ones that we need to start getting rid of them, popping them, you know, pushing them out so that those happy memories can once again reign in our Garden of Eden, right? We have to learn the difference and how to, what was that thing that I was saying? How to categorize it. Take inventory of our lives and then put them on the shelves accordingly. And telling our stories helps us do that. So thank you, Dr. Lori Manico, for that. I think it's wonderful. You know, when I started roasting coffees in my sanctuary, my mom was still alive, so I would do that in between. And I burnt a couple bags of coffee. I undercooked a few, and then I gave up. 3 months went by, and I'm like, I don't want to do it. Why? I'm going to keep wasting money. And I gave it another go, and I gave it another go. And then I fell in love with the idea that here I am, a caregiver with no income and just talent and the hustle that goes with it. And this is what we do when we encourage women. It's not what you have, it's where you are when you start, and you start where you are. And so that's the encouragement that I would love to always share, is you don't have to have all this money in the bank. You don't have to have the latest fashion clothes. You don't even have to be popular on social media. You just have to have the desire to be better than what you was yesterday. And knowing that when you do that, you are trendsetting, you're trailblazing, and you're being watched by all the other little girls that are thinking they don't have what it takes to become something. And so that is a story I think that women need to keep sharing, and that is my vision of what I keep doing. So then I became the Naturally Orgasmic Cafe company owner from my back porch of my home. And I couldn't be more proud of myself.
Good coffee. It is fabulous coffee.
I am roasting coffee. I burn sage. I play that jazz. I dance around the same places that I recorded Viva Moms After Dark in. So that is a very sacred space where a lot of good things come up.
This is where I feel so lucky, because this show has introduced me to so many people. You know, Lori and I met at a women's conference. I walked into...
It's coming up again, by the way. Which
I know. I just saw it today.
Mamas and Mimosas.
Yeah, I was going to call Nicole and say, come on the show and let's publicize this before it comes out. But I walked in. Lori was giving a lecture. And I walked in, and she and I started talking. And then I had her on the show. And the snowball happens. And it's so fun to me, because I just feel so blessed that I've gotten to be part of all these different journeys as things are evolving and developing and everything else. And it's so much fun, because this show started for me as a place to give women a voice, because I knew what it was to be starting your own business and having people look at you, your family and your friends, like, what are you, crazy?
Yeah. Or what nice hobby. When are you going to get a job?
When are you going to quit this and get a real job? You know, and things like that. And let's face it, unless you come from an entrepreneurial background, everybody looks at you like you're nuts. And I wanted to create that space, but it never occurred to me, all of the amazing women. I mean, we're on our 900th and I think 40th show. So we're going to get ready to break 1,000 shows in, you know, months. I'm like, hi, it's unreal to me. And I so thank you for being part of that journey, you know, for being there and sharing your love, your expertise, your passion for empowering other women. You know, you brought your daytime show to our nighttime platform and continue to share remarkable people. So, you know, I just thank you both for being part of the journey that has gotten us to where we are, and 5 years in a row, the number one show for mompreneurs and stuff. So again,
thank you for inviting us. You invited us, you know, you said, hey, I got an idea. You remember that conversation?
I do. And you know what? I love that our new website, our new platform for wordofmomradio.com, you know, you can scroll down to the hosts and scroll down and you will find there, you know, Lori and Margie's photo. Click on that funky little icon. It'll take you to all of their shows. And you can pull up every one of the Viva Moms After Dark and meet the amazing women that they shared, because each show was different. Each journey was different. You never knew what was going to happen. Many times that Margie was on the road and calling in from the car and stuff, you know, which I can totally relate to. How many times that when I used to do the show live, that I'd pull over literally on the side of the road and interview somebody, you know, and even now that the show's
what moms do.
It's
so fabulous, because who does that? Like we're like, wait, and you're yelling at the kids in the back seat, shut up. I got to get on a call. And you pull over and you're like, you're doing this and handing a baby bottle to the other one. And it's like, it's just, who's more fabulous than moms, working moms, entrepreneurial moms? Nothing,
you know,
is fabulous.
It's really true. Our first anniversary show, we had Janice Clark and Renee Sullivan on. Janice was the first woman I interviewed back when I was doing Three Wise Girls. I did a two-part segment on mompreneurs. Janice was my first interview. She was the first caller I had when I launched Word of Mom, and then began hosting Social Media Help Not Hype. Hosted for 3 years, took a couple of years off. Hosted for 2 years, took a couple of years off. And she's like, you know, I got to come back because there's all kinds of new stuff coming out and whatnot. And Renee, we were her first interview where they were on vacation. She sent her husband and the kids into the diner to eat. And she did the interview with her in the car while they were inside eating. And she became our first sponsor that we had. And then she started hosting a show called Keep It Simple with Renee, and was talking about online marketing and then Bitcoin when all of that was coming out, and explaining what it all was.
Must be very, very happy right now with her if she jumped on that back then.
You know what? I'm sure she is. And now has started a whole new business, you know, called Ala Services, where she connects employers with employees, kind of filters through in the whole construction and HVAC community. But it's awesome. She, you know, has built her business from home. She's that ultimate mompreneur. And it's so fun because, again, I get to watch this evolution. And she was talking about how she would listen to our show and Social Media Help That Hype and do all the things, everything that we were teaching people and sharing with everybody. And that's how she started on her way doing stuff. And it's so much, again, it's just so much fun. And I feel so lucky that I have been blessed with this platform to bring other women to the air. It's just really cool.
I think we can relate to everything you're saying. Viva Café con Leche. We're hitting the 3-year mark. Am I correct? Or
3 years? Well, no, we're starting our third year. We're ending our second year.
Yeah. So, and you know, that feeling, not only if when we have guests on Thursdays, but just the feeling when we don't, we can be so exhausted, whatever's going on in our lives. And the minute that video stops, we're like, good morning.
Yeah.
You know, welcome to Viva Café con Leche. And what I can speak for myself, I'm a night owl, but sometimes I want to go to sleep, but it's 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm still up and I got to be up at 7 for the show. But once those words are said, it's like, boom, I'm on and popping, because now it's about drinking our cafe and talking. And then you see the comments come on. And when you see your tribe and all these women come on and then they're inviting other women, then you know you are exactly where you were supposed to be at that moment. And the feeling that just flows through when we're speaking on matters that are really close to the heart, and we know that there are women suffering from certain types of tragedies, and we discuss it so openly that we are fulfilling our purpose in life. And the best thing that I believe that has ever happened in my life is that I was born a woman. And in being born a woman, then I can relate to women across the world. I don't have to know what they're going through. I am a woman. Just by being a woman in itself, the sheer compassion and understanding, I think we feel each other at such a level that we must be in tune with ourselves in order to connect with other women of the world. And we do that from our platforms. And we do that by saying, buenos dias and buenas noches, and I'm here. And you showed up, so let's get this done. And I think that is the passion of mompreneurs and entrepreneurs and just women who are so unapologetically courageous enough that they're going to get up, put their big girl panties on, open that door with their little superhero cape on and say, let's do this. We got this. And it doesn't matter what it is. We're just going to do it because we know we got this. And that's the beauty of uniting.
And I think too that, you know, you don't realize how insightful women are for other women, you know, because, you know, you read things, you hear things, you know, you're like listening to Dr. Phil and he's telling you all this. And I remember when it hit me years ago, the only reason I brought Dr. Phil up is because somebody was talking to him about him today and he popped in my head. But years ago, I remember I was at the OBGYN, right? And it was not the normal doctor like that I go to. And I always went to women, this is a guy. And so I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll go with the flow. I'm not going to complain, you know? And the guy, so he's getting ready to do the exam. And he says, okay, so it's just going to be a little uncomfortable, like a period cramp. And I stopped for a second and I'm like, how the hell do you know what a period cramp feels like? Like, how could you even say that? And then after that, I said, okay, yeah, that's it. I'm going to go to the women doctor because if she said that to me, she knows, like I know what she's talking about. So she says, this is going to be a little uncomfortable. I got you. I know what you're talking about. I know what you mean. But for that guy to say that, I was like, what are you talking about? You couldn't even handle the little period cramp, you know? So we have always undervalued ourselves as women. And when we get past that BS, we are so incredibly insightful. We have intuition. We think and we feel. And hey, research is not wrong, man. With the diagnostic testing they have now, they have found that women make really fantastic leaders, more so than men. And why? Because we feel, we have emotions. And that was always the thing that they said, the powers that be would say, oh, that's your downfall. You don't want to have emotions in business. You don't want to feel. That's not how you're supposed to be. And then what does the research show? It shows that that's a phenomenal quality for a leader because it allows them to have empathy. So that's it, ladies. That's us. That's all on us. I'm not saying the guys can't. Nobody does it better than us. That's what I'm saying.
That's right. And the perfect way to end this part of our anniversary celebration. So please let everybody know how they can reach out to you, and all of their links will be live on our show page.
Well, yeah, Gladiator Guru, how could they reach us?
You can call me anytime. They can reach us at, I can give my number. We have vivacafeconleche2@gmail.com. They can reach us on Viva Cafe Con Leche Facebook, Viva Cafe Con Leche on Instagram, Margarita Chapman on LinkedIn, Dr. Lori Monaco on LinkedIn, correct? You want to give yours?
Yes. Dr. Lori Monaco on Facebook, The Badass Buddha One on Instagram, and we have Viva Cafe Con Leche on YouTube. And I think we got everything right. Margarita de Margarita on Instagram, right? That's
yes.
Facebook. Yeah, you can find us. Just Google us.
Google us. We're on Google. You Google Margarita Chapman. It's like, hello. And, you know, one thing I want to say thank you to Viva Moms After Dark. Just because we had some fantastic guests in. And it was once a month. And let me tell you, Dory, we would be like, we got Viva Moms After Dark. And we're like, already? Like, that's how the time flew. Like, a month, the first Friday of every month was like, they were back to back. And, you know, Lori would be like, oh, my God, I'm not a night person. And I was, but once she got on, I don't know how she started this conversation. It was once we started, boom, it was it.
Yeah.
It was on. It was like next and next and next. So we thank you. We at Viva Cafe Con Leche thank that Mom. I don't even want to say your name wrong.
But Word of Mom Radio.
I was going to say Mom's Talk Radio. Word of Mom Radio for inviting Viva Cafe Con Leche to be a part of your platform. And we are grateful to be part of your 10-year celebration.
Yes.
May you have many, many, many more, and may many, many, many more feisty women be born.
That's
Word of Mom Talk Radio, the way we entice them to be born with Viva Cafe Con Leche. So thank you.
It's been my pleasure. It really has. And, you know, it's, again, you're part of it forever because those links are forever up. You're always going to be at wordofmomradio.com. So that's my favorite thing about our show is that if you missed us, you didn't miss it because it's live on your time whenever you want. So I encourage you, go back because there are great shows. There really were just great shows, great women that they had, and just awesome conversations that went on. So again, I thank you both for being part of our journey. We're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we're going to come back with Kemya Scott. So we'll be back soon here on Word of Mom Radio.
Woo-hoo!
She is brave. She is strong. She is you. Because you're that woman who's got a product or a service that you're looking to promote. Or you're out there seeking to support other women in business to help women learn, network, and build the businesses of their dreams. Because when you win, we win.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars. But for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404. Or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Don't let the name fool you because stadiumbags.com has a line of clear bags that enable you to use your phone and your smart devices without removing them from your bag. Not only that, but the product is so good it'll stand up to the cleaning solvents that you need to use now to make sure that when you come home safely. So take a look at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we're your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are now talking with Miss Kemya Scott, who is the chief marketing sparkler at her company. She's a digital marketing strategist and social media manager for small businesses. She works with coaches, consultants, authors, and brick-and-mortar businesses across multiple industries. So if you sell a product or a service, she can help you create that profitable marketing strategy. And if you don't know what to sell, she can help you figure that out too. You know, and I'm so thrilled. Kemya is one of our first sponsors. And so I am so enjoying on this anniversary shows getting to reconnect with people that have been with us along the journey. So Ms. Kemya, welcome back.
Thank you so much. You all have no idea how excited I am to be here and to share in this anniversary with Word of Mom Radio. It has been quite the journey, quite the ride, and I'm just excited to have been a part of it.
You know what? It's so fun because we were there at the launch of Marketing Sparkler.
Yes.
Just love the name. I just love the name because why not? Why not teach people how to sparkle and shine? Why not help people just find that place? Because that's why you're starting a business. You know, it is.
So absolutely.
Throughout these years, you know, one of the things that I always loved about you was here you had your business and you were also a homeschooler. And, you know, most people did not realize, people think you're homeschooling 8 hours a day and they don't realize it's a few hours. So take us on your journey of all of that, because it's remarkable. And I can't believe how old your kids are now.
And what's even funnier is I had a full-time job as well. So I had a full-time job running a business and homeschooling my kids. And so I always tell people, whatever you want to do, you can find the time to do it. You might have to get a little bit more efficient and productive with your time, but I went to work, you know, I had a corporate job working full time, which means I had to take meetings before work. And so I would arrive to the office an hour early just to take client meetings. I would take client meetings during my lunch break, and I would take client meetings sometimes when I commuted. And then when I didn't have client meetings at those times, I was putting together my kids' homeschool work. So I did all of this so that when I came home, I could actually be with my kids and my husband. And so they were with my husband all day, but I'm the one that put all the schoolwork together. And they did it during the day, and then I would check it in the evenings. And so my plan was to really make sure that I had time to spend with my family. I knew the corporate life wasn't going to be forever. I knew I needed to make my own money and run my own business. But again, homeschooling, my kids were homeschooled their entire lives. My daughter's first day of school was college.
Wow.
Her first day of school was college. She has now graduated. Both of my kids are adults. Dory still can't believe it. They're adults and they are having a ball. My son is a professional video gamer. My daughter is an artist. So not only were they homeschooled, but we allowed them to choose their own path, whatever you want to do. Just tell us. We don't care. And so they have non-traditional lives already. But they sat with me when I would put their work together. They were the ones three-hole punching the papers to put in the binders. When me and Doria were talking about, you know, when you go to events, they were the ones sorting the cards. They were the ones doing the data entry, organizing things, you know, doing research for me. They were a part of the whole corporate full-time entrepreneurship journey. I included them in it. Why? Because they were home and I needed an extra set of hands. So why not ask them to do it?
Absolutely. And you know what? It's such an amazing thing. And we talk about it on the show all the time. when you come from an entrepreneurial background, your kids are open to so many more opportunities. Mm-hmm. Because let's face it, you started in the corporate background. As you are starting to build your business, your own business, you have people looking at you like, what? You have a great job. You make a mm-hmm. great salary and everything else. And they don't understand, unless they come from that entrepreneurial background, the want of creating your own time, your own mm-hmm. business. Because the reality is, you're working really hard to build somebody else's business.
Exactly. And you said some keys. You want time and freedom. And that was why I knew I had to build my own business. It was a side hustle, turned full-time, and then it would turn part-time, and then full-time again, because kids, life, family ebbs and flows. It ebbs and flows. And so you really don't know where the journey will take you, but when you have that itch, you have to scratch it. And when you know, particularly when you have a family, your time, when you have a corporate job, your time is no longer your own. There wasn't telecommuting back then. You know, that wasn't the norm. We didn't have all these tools and flexibility and freedoms that we have now. And so your time was not your own. And it's, you know, when you make the decision that you really do want to see your kids, you don't want to be stuck at the office for 10, 12 hours a day. And I knew that wasn't a long-term plan for me. My long-term goal was to be able to spend more time with my family to afford my kids the opportunities that weren't afforded to me. And the only way to do that was to become an entrepreneur.
You know, it's so funny. We're recording ahead of time because I'll have my grandson on Thursdays. And believe me, there was part of me that's like, oh, I should have Danny come on the show and say hi. That kid's going to get in front of a microphone and forget it. We're going to be hearing knock-knock jokes and everything else because he has his own agenda. We have certain people we have to call. And the funniest, you'll hear the beep. Oh, we have to wait for the beep, Mimi, so we can leave our message. And I was saying to Kemri before we started a couple of weeks ago, he had to go with mom to work. He was a doll. And helping her and taking things to her colleagues. And she was laughing. And I said, you know, he has been with me, working with me since he was 2 months old. I did the visual cues of my glasses because I wear glasses to read. And when I use Zoom or anything, just so things are clear, I had my working colored glasses and my reading glasses. You know, it's things like that you do, you know, when your kids, you know, whether it's that, okay, this ties on the door, or you're using a different color light or whatever to let your kids know, okay, give mommy this undivided time, and then I can give you my undivided time.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that it's really interesting that it's usually the spouses or significant others that have a harder time with that than the kids do.
Yes, I find the same thing. And like you said, those visual cues, if I'm using a certain notebook, and I'm using a certain pen, like you said, if I'm sitting in a certain location, you know, it's all of those visual cues. And what's funny is that kids actually love to see it. They love to see you work and they want to be like you. So if you have a notebook, you get them a notebook. If you're using a set of pens, let them use a set of pens. You know, it's all of those things that make them feel like they're a part and they actually have fun. They look forward to it. They really look forward to it. Are we doing this today? What are we doing today? They really have fun while they're learning. And what I have found is that these are lifelong skills that we didn't intentionally impart on them. But, you know, when my daughter got to college, it was so funny. I said, yeah, all those years of putting together those Excel spreadsheets and PowerPoints. And she's looking at me like, yeah, nobody else knows this stuff. I said, yeah, I told you, you're going to be surprised when you get out there, how much further you are because you have the background and foundation of adulthood. And she was so shocked that some of her teachers, professors, we're just doing stuff. And she's like, mommy, they don't know how to do this. I'm like, no, they don't. And so it really is value that we're providing in addition to keeping them quiet, but it's actual value that we're providing because they're learning, like you said earlier when we were talking, Dory, they're learning the discipline of work versus play. They're learning tools. They're learning how to use technology. And it's actually fun. My son was the picture taker and a videographer. So for years, my son took all my pictures because that's what he liked to do. So he was my resident photographer. If I needed a new headshot, he took it. Believe it or not, the headshot that I used for several years, I mean 5, 6, 7 years, my son took because that's what he liked to do. So why not involve them? And you never know what their strengths are. So like I said, pictures and videography, don't we all need a photographer? Don't we all need a videographer? If your kid likes to play with your phone, teach them actually how to use the phone.
Right. My daughter, for stadium bags, we have probably 450 photos nationwide, everywhere she traveled and everything else. Mm-hmm. So whenever we did anything, whether it was slideshows, working with another client, working with this, working with that, I could give them a plethora. It's like winter, spring, summer, fall, empty, full, you know, camping gear to business stuff to everything else. She'd go to a ball game and there she'd have her bag and things like that. So I agree with you. When we involve our children in what we do, we give them the opportunities to create what they want to create. And you know what? Just because we're entrepreneurs doesn't mean our kids are going to be entrepreneurial.
Exactly.
They're going to do what they do, you know, but we show them there's a whole set of possibilities out there.
Mm-hmm.
There
Absolutely.
Are so many things that you can do. And let's face it, all of this, people having to work from home over these last couple of years, it is validated. The mompreneurs like us.
Yes.
People really think it's why we start the show.
Yes.
We're breaking the myths because they really do think that you're hanging out, you're watching TV, you know, you're catching up on your soap operas.
Yes. That's what they think.
And they didn't realize until they came home the discipline that it takes to work from home, the strategies that you have to put together, because let's face it, for many of us, especially in the beginning, our office might be the kitchen table.
Yes.
So that works out great when everybody's at school and at their job, but now everyone's home.
Mm-hmm.
And you still have to share that kitchen. You have to find that little niche. And it did. It made people realize, wow, you know, first of all, working from home is hard, but you're so much more productive at home because you don't have stopping in your office. You don't have clients coming by. Mm-hmm. And things like that. You can focus on what you're doing. And instead of it taking you 9 hours to do because of all of the interruptions,
things
are done in 2 or 3. And then it's like, oh, let me move on to the next project.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it is, and it did. It kind of made people look at us and go, wow.
Yes.
You know, you guys are smart.
Yes. Oh, so many people, when they came home and I talked to them, they said, oh, I'm never going back. This is what you do? I said, come on over, join the party. They said, I'm never going back. And a lot of people that were going to so many meetings, you know, the women I talked to is so funny. I don't have these huge dry cleaning bills anymore. I don't have to. It is so funny to talk to people who came over because all of the technology we use, like I said, y'all clogging up our airways. We weren't used to all of y'all being around. all of the tech that we use and the way our processes are streamlined and automated, they're like, oh my gosh. I said, yes, this is what we had to learn from scratch. And this is how we work online. We don't just fumble and send each other texts all day. Our processes are automated. We have reminders. We have all kinds of bells and whistles that we all had to learn in order to really streamline these processes, like you said, to condense that 9-hour day, because you don't have 9 hours at home. That's not when you have a family, when you want to be with some people, when you want to have a life. That's not why you built your business. You didn't build your business to work 9 and 10 hours every day like you do in corporate. So to condense our time and to really be more efficient, we incorporate so many things that people never even consider. It's literally a whole nother world. That's what I call it. It's a whole nother world we work in online.
It really is. And it's amazing because the reality is especially now. I mean, I've been a mompreneur since 1994. Laptops were really just starting to happen.
Yes, they were.
Stuff.
Yes, they
now,
were.
We have handheld laptops with those phones with more capabilities and faster capabilities than most of our computers.
Exactly.
So we can be anywhere, answering emails, sending out tweets and posts and that, and scheduling stuff with, you know, automated tools. I don't know how anyone can do things without automated tools.
Oh, my gosh.
When my kids were little, I had Menial Mom Monday. That was when I did my shopping and my laundry and everything else. I transferred that over to business. And my Menial Mom Monday morning is scheduling all my automations, and then the afternoon and all day Tuesdays and things taping for Word of Mom Radio. And then our shows, you know, I started taping. Not, it makes it easier, but more importantly, I'm not beholden to the weather.
Yes.
Because when you have an online show, if there's a storm going on between you and who you're interviewing, you know, whereas once this is recorded, whether there's a storm going on or not, it's immaterial. So that's what made me start doing the recordings. But the great thing is I can be out at the park and just hit my phone and the show automatically goes up. I already have posts that are going out, tweets that are going out. They're all scheduled. So if I'm home, I can comment and things like that. But if I'm not, there's already everything going out anyway.
Show still rolls. Everything is still rolling. It is. And it's awesome. I absolutely love our life and how we can run businesses now. I mean, it is absolutely fascinating. And I just tell people, if you want to do this, it's going to take time to learn. We spent years learning this, but it's so worth it. It's so fulfilling because we're learning things that literally didn't exist. Like you said, you when you started, I started working online in 2004. And people were like, wait, what? I'm like, yeah, that's when I started working online, 2004. You know, it was just something that I said, oh, let me give it a try. I started bidding on projects and won my first project online in 2004. And I never looked back. You know, once you come on, you're like, wait a minute, I can do this. We never look back.
I was part of the beta group in Twitter.
Oh, wow.
And in Hootsuite.
Mm.
You know, I was part of their beta testing.
Yes.
That's how long I have been doing stuff like this. I've been online before Facebook even happened.
Exactly.
And stuff, you know, so it's a trip.
It is.
Watch. I mean, I started designing websites. Linda would do the programming. I would do the lateral part of it. Back in a dot-com dial-up. We're literally load a page or two.
Yes.
Get in after I dropped off the kids at work. I mean, at school, and we'd get to work. And then you kept your fingers crossed that you didn't have a spelling error or a comma misplaced or whatever. Whereas now, you're working on your site. You hit the slash, boom, it's done. People have no, you have no idea.
Oh, you took me back with that. You took me back with that. You are right. You had a fingers crossed.
We paved that way.
Yes.
Think about it. All of the women, that's why I love what Word of Mom does. Because you know what? We've taught women not to compete with each other.
Yes.
We've shown women that you can partner with each other. You're a digital and marketing strategist. You're a social media manager. The reality is, Kemia, no matter how big your business gets, you could never service all of the clients that need your help. So it gives you a group of women to say, hey, I can't do this, but let me share you with this person. Let me introduce you to that person. And I think that that's what Word of Mom, part of what we have done is we've empowered women because more often than not, women are our own worst enemy. We don't promote each other because we get into that high school mentality of you may be my boyfriend, whereas realizing the women I feel that have been our sponsors, that have been hosts and guests are out there to empower and encourage other women to be doing what they're doing, to be doing something different. How can I help you? How can I move your business forward? And I think that that's what sets this show apart.
I completely agree, 100%. I think that's the community that we're celebrating. I think that is indicative of the women who participate, who have been around, who host shows, who become guests, who are in the Word of Mom community, I wholeheartedly agree. It's a very different type of community. It really is from a lot of the communities out there. It's not self-serving. It's an actual community. It really is. And you look up people, you get to know people. And everybody is, the type of women that are in the community are very supportive. I've never once felt, in the 10 years, I've never once felt it being competitive in any way. And I can honestly say that, somebody who's been here this long, that's the community that Word of Mom Radio provides. And I think that's what makes it so special, so unique. And that's also what gives it its staying power. Because when you're supportive, you're like, okay, what do you want to do? Let's do it. And that's what makes it so fun to be a part of this community. It really does.
It has, you know, it's an amazing thing that 10 years have gone by. I can't wait to see.
Mm-hmm. And yes, me either.
I'm serious. I'm so excited. So as we're wrapping this up, can you let everybody know how they can reach out to you?
Yes. So reach out to me. I'm Miss Kemya. You can visit me at Marketing Sparkler, Marketing SP like Paul, ARKLER.com. I'm aware. I actually have a blog of Dory, now over 600 blog posts.
Wow.
There are literally over 600 blog posts on all things related to small business marketing and entrepreneurship. So you can reach me there. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest. Twitter's my favorite, by the way. And I just started in 2022 really paying attention to my YouTube channel. So I now have a YouTube channel where I'm releasing at least one video every week. Just fun stuff, short stuff that you can immediately implement the ideas and strategies, because that's really my focus. I don't want to just tell you what to do. I want to tell you how to do it. So like, take notes. If you pull my stuff up, bring a pen and paper, because I want to tell you what to do and how to do it, so that you can execute the strategy so that you can grow and market your business to get more visibility and profitability. But again, I'm at marketingsparkler.com. You can find all my links there.
Well, we will have them on our Blog Talk Radio page, and then at wordofmomradio.com, all of Kemya's links will be there. I encourage you to reach out to her. Thanks for celebrating 10 years with
yes.
us.
Yes. Thank you for having me. This is so exciting. And Dory, I have to say, I am so proud of you and what you've accomplished. I'm so proud to be a part of the community. And when you said 10 years, I just screamed. I was like, that can't be right. What, 10 years? I had to really think, like, wait a minute. Because I feel like I've known you forever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because it's been forever.
It has. It's, you know, it's so, this is why when people say I've spent too much time on social media, I'm like, you're not doing it right.
You're not doing it right.
Kemya and I have never sat down in the same room.
No, we've never.
Our children grow.
Exactly.
You know, we have watched them grow. All of these things, we have shared lives together.
Yes, shared life together.
So
absolutely.
It's the miracle of what we do. It really
yes.
is.
And so, we have fun doing it, if you couldn't tell that by now.
I know, right? So, but thank you for being here with us, and we're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters and the Sunday Drivers. So to all of you listening, thanks for continuing to celebrate our anniversary, and we'll see you soon. So bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.